Oh, I'm so full. You're right. Shouldn't have eaten all that bread. Want to split a dessert? You okay? You seem a little off.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about what I want.
Yeah, me too. Why don't you say it at the same time? One, two, three.
I want a divorce. Before your parents get home. No puppy eyes, you little maniac. Brush your teeth. Almost 25 years of marriage, and you have nothing to say? Robbie. Hey, Robbie, have you seen Molly's homework?
Get out!
Oh my God, it's...
Close the door!
Okay, Robbie, I'm really sorry, and I didn't see anything.
You're not talking, and you know that only makes me talk more, you know, but I mean, but maybe that's good, you know, because maybe I'll just say it. Maybe I'll just tell you I slept with someone. David Lindhagen. From work. You met him at the Christmas party. The one
Please
with
stop.
The last person in the world that I'd want to hurt is you.
If you keep talking, I'm going to get out of the car.
I think the fact that I did it, it just shows how broken we are.
Oh, shit.
How much we really need. Cal! Oh, my God! Cal! Are you okay?
I'll leave tonight. I'll sign whatever you want. Just please stop talking about it.
I'm sorry you had to see that. No, you know, I should have knocked. Just for the record, I think about you while I do it.
Robbie.
I have this picture of you and I look at it the whole time.
Stop it.
I love you, Jessica.
I am actually begging you to stop it.
And I know you're 17. I know I just turned 13, which is the same age as your little brother, but soon our age difference won't even matter, which is good, because I'm pretty sure you're my soulmate.
Okay, listen, Robbie.
We're home.
Shit. Hey. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Weaver. How is... Oh, my God. Well, what happened?
Mrs. Weaver said she wanted a divorce, and I jumped out of the car.
Cal?
Well...
Honey, Cal...
Kids good? Everybody good?
Dad?
Oh, hey, buddy. I didn't see you standing there.
You're getting a divorce?
Well, yes.
Jess, did Molly get you dinner okay?
And you jumped out of a moving car?
I did. I jumped out of a moving car.
Did she fight you on broccoli?
No, she didn't fight
me. She always fights me on broccoli.
I'm sorry I had to find out this way.
I'm sorry you jumped out of a car.
I'm sorry if she fought you on the broccoli.
It's okay.
I don't have any money. Sweetheart, let's go to bed,
Why
okay?
don't you grab your coat? I'll drive you home. All right.
I don't care. I love him. I really do. And given the opportunity, yes, I would have his babies.
Seriously. Conan O'Brien. You would do Conan O'Brien.
Oh, my God, yes.
Ew. Friend to friend. Ew.
I don't know. Your life is so PG-13.
My life is not PG-13.
Oh, it so is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You've never left L.A. You pass the bar, you're going to be, what, a patent lawyer? Probably married to that human Valium, Richard. Listen, I worry about you, is all. So much potential, and you've resorted to fantasizing about Conan Ginger Junk O'Brien.
He is funny.
He looks like a carrot, honey.
He looks like a carrot. Hi. Who looks like a carrot?
Conan O'Brien. My friend, Hannah here thinks he's sexy.
That's weird, because I think that your friend Hannah is really sexy.
Oh, my God. You did not just say that. How old are you?
What are you, a lawyer?
A little bit.
Come on.
I know.
You are? Is she?
Gonna be. Don't you think you're a little old to be using cheesy pickup lines?
Objection. Leading the witness. Wow, Hannah, you're really wearing that dress like you're doing it a favor.
Oh, God.
That's a line. Me sitting over there for the past 2 hours not being able to take my eyes off of you is a fact. I mean, there's lots of beautiful women in this bar, your friend included. Hi.
I love you.
But I can't take my eyes off of you. That's a fact. It's not a line. I find you very attractive. Do you find me attractive?
She does.
I don't.
You do. She does.
Yes, she does.
I don't.
You do.
You do.
I don't.
Hannah, can I buy you a drink?
No.
You say no a lot, don't you?
No.
Oh, boy. Permission to approach the bench?
Seriously?
Just come on, let me deliver my closing argument.
Sure, proceed.
Hannah, we live in a physical world, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to age, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you this, you're never going to regret going home with that guy from the bar that one time that was a total tomcat in the sack. But I can't guarantee that you won't not regret it.
That's a double negative.
You're a double negative. Okay. Hannah, can I buy you a drink?
Okay. It's, you know what? It's time to go home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's forward of you, but okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
A T-boat saw three.
So, should I get my car or yours? Should I pull the car around? Have you been drinking? I'll drive.
Liz, coming!
Good for you. That's great. I know your dad's really proud.
Yeah, he is. Are you sure you're
David
okay?
Lindhagen? God.
Weaver?
Hmm.
You're the nicest dad that I babysit. Of all the, you're really nice.
That's very nice.
And, I like Miss Weaver. I like her a lot. Okay, but if she wants to divorce you, then I think she's batshit crazy.
Okay.
I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable. I've developed like a little crush.
Could you do me a favor? Would you not mention to your parents that Miss Weaver and I are, you know, it's something we want to tell them on our own, okay?
Yeah.
No. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.
cranberry?
What?
Another box of cranberry?
Oh, yeah. Yes, thanks. I've been by this place a million times, never come in. It's nice, a lot of pretty girls. Hey, guess what?
What?
My wife is having intercourse with someone who is not me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. That is very nice of you to say. Very, very nice. She just told me. I just found out, so I'm a little raw. It's...
Okay, well, you're not listening.
Okay. You wouldn't ignore me if I were David Lindhagen. My wife doesn't ignore David Lindhagen. She screws him. Screws him. Gay.
Hey, Cal.
Hey.
Hey. I got the report on the end of year financials. Good.
Oh, good.
Good, good. Really great. You killed this quarter.
Okay.
Cal, seriously.
All right. Okay.
Seriously.
Who told you that Emily and I are getting divorced?
You're getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Amy heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Oh.
Thank God, man.
Yeah, just my relationship.
Thank God.
Oh.
Divorce.
I'm so lucky.
You are.
I have to go pick out furniture now.
Okay, okay. You go for it. It could have been cancer, buddy. Hey, everyone, it's just a divorce.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Feels good.
Cal, I just wanted to say... Shit. Can I back that thing out of the driveway for you?
Oh, no, I'll be fine.
You have trouble in reverse, is all.
When I get settled, the kids can come and take a look at my new place.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis, maybe. Can women have midlife crises? In the movies, it's always men having them and buying ridiculous yellow Porsches, but no one...
Fertilize. You've got to be sure to fertilize all this.
I got married so young, Cal. And now I'm 44. I'm so much older than I thought I'd be.
There's a turnoff valve for the sprinklers
over
there.
Last week, you know, when I told you that I had to work late, I really went to see the new Twilight movie by myself. I don't know why I did that. But it was so bad, Cal.
If it keeps raining like this, you might want to turn off the automatic setting.
We haven't been us, not for a long time. And I don't know when you and I stopped being us. I mean, do you?
Maybe it's when you screwed David Lindhagen.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late. I had to pick something up at Macy's.
Oh, don't even worry about it.
Chardonnay?
I'm just glad you're here. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Tough couple of days. You know, when you don't see something coming...
Claire said I can't be friends with you anymore.
What?
She said we had to choose between you and Emily. I chose you. But she said no. It's cologne.
Bernie? Are you breaking up with me, Bernie?
There's a gift receipt in there.
Bernie. You know a word that is not used very often anymore? Cuckold. I'm a cuckold. David Lynn Hagen cuckolded me. He made a cuckold out of me. He slept with my wife, and I didn't know about it. And that is the definition of cuckolddom. David Lynn Hagen took my wife and slept with her. Ah. Thought I did everything right. Got married, had kids, the house. What do I get for it? I get cuckolded. David Lynn Hagen cuckolded me. He made a cuckold out of me.
Can you give me 5 minutes with this guy?
Interesting.
Hey, Jacob Palmer.
Cal Weaver.
Let me buy you a drink, Cal.
Thanks, I already have a drink.
Hey, Cal, sit down. I'd like to buy you a drink.
Okay. Guess what? My wife is having an affair with David Lynn Hagen.
David Lynn Hagen, I know. How do I know that?
I don't know.
I'm a total stranger. How would I know something so intimate about your wife?
David Lynn Hagen screwing your wife, too?
No. Do you want to know why I know that, Cal?
Okay.
Because it's all that I've heard, Cal, for the past 2 nights. It's all anybody's heard. You're going around and you're like badgering people with this sad sack, loser, sob story, and I don't understand why.
No, I don't need this crap.
Cal, sit down.
All right.
Look, I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. And you need to hear the truth, okay?
Okay.
Cal, would you take that straw out of your mouth? Please. Just for this conversation, you know what that looks like? Looks like you're sucking on a tiny schwanz. Is that what you want?
What?
Is that the message you want to send to everybody?
No one's thinking that.
Really? So, permission to speak candidly, sir.
I think you've already gone there.
You're sitting there with a Supercuts haircut. You're getting drunk on watered-down vodka cranberries like a 14-year-old girl. And you're wearing a 44 when you should be wearing a 42 regular. Honestly, I don't know if I should help you or I should euthanize you.
Cal.
You got a kind face. You got a good head of hair. You seem like a nice guy. I want to help you. I'm going to help you rediscover your manhood. Do you have any idea, like, where you lost it?
Strong case could be made for 1984.
Well, we're going to find it. We are. I promise you. And I promise you this, too, Cal. When we're done, this wife of yours, she's gonna rue the day she ever decided to give up on you. That's my offer. You in or you out?
Why are you doing this?
Maybe you remind me of someone. You in or you out?
I'm in.
Hey, Fancy Face, you want to go? Okay. Century City Mall, food court. 3:00, Thursday.
Good night, Fancy Face. She will rue the day. Set you guys up with some snacks over here. TV's already on.
You okay?
Yeah, you?
Can I tell you something? Love sucks.
Yeah. You in love, buddy?
Well, if you must know.
Ding dong.
Oh, hey, Jess. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, yeah.
What is she doing here?
Guys, I have to step out for a couple of minutes, okay? All right? Okay. Your mom wants you to stay here while she's out hooking.
What?
What?
Oh, the place is nice, Mr. Weaver.
Thanks. That's a very generous adjective.
Wait,
honey?
I don't need a babysitter. She's only 4 years older than me. You need to know that. She needs to know that.
I know. Man, are you growing up? Look at him. It's unbelievable. He's in love already. Molly, say goodbye to Daddy.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm taking a class.
That is great, Mr. Weaver.
Thank you.
You know, this is a difficult time for you, right? And it's important to try new things, even things that you haven't considered trying before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Molly, I'm going. Okay. That's my princess. Bye. Thanks.
No, boy, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, guys. See you in a bit.
Hey, Tiger.
I love you so,
she's
so
Robbie.
Much. I love you so much. Please.
What am I doing? Hey, everybody? Everybody, if I could, thank you. A little toast. I would like to thank you all for coming to Hannah Banana's goodbye party. And to my
Hannah Banana,
you go into your cave and you study your butt off. Because if you do, I just know that you are going to kick that bar's butt out of here. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of an old story my law professor told me about.
Oh, dear God. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Oh, hey, Liz. Listen, when my girl here passes, I'm going to have another little celebration right here. And I hope you can make it because it's going to be a special night.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
You heard that?
What?
Special night?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he's going to propose?
At the El Torito Grill? God, I hope not. Why do you want him to?
Well, he's nice.
He's not. Hannah.
He's a sweetheart. Look at him.
All right. Hannah. Look at you. Look at you. If you end up with that, what am I going to end up with? Shut up. It's depressing.
Come on.
All right. You know what? I have to not big sister you. It's fine. It's.
Jesus, really?
No, not my life. Not my life. I'm going.
Okay, so call me if you need anything. Bye.
You are awful.
Bye. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, sorry.
Sabaros?
No, thanks.
Let me ask you a question, Kyle. How much money you got today for clothes?
What happened
to your feet?
What do you mean? These are my 407s.
Oh, they're 407s. Can I see them?
Yeah. These offer a lot of support.
Right.
Whoa, come on!
What are you, in a fraternity?
Are you insane?
Are you in a fraternity?
You could have hit somebody. What was that?
I'm asking you a question. You in a fraternity?
No.
Are you Steve Jobs?
What?
Hold on a second. Are you the billionaire owner of Apple Computers?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you got no right to wear New Balance sneakers ever. Come on.
Okay. All right.
One of the best parts about being a guy your age, and
Frankly, there aren't many, so you should really take full advantage of it. Is that you can rebuild your entire wardrobe with like 16 items. Credit card. The problem is that your head has, like the proportions of, like, a styrofoam peanut. The skin under your eyes is starting to look like Hugh Hefner's ball sack.
It does.
Where are your wallets?
I think I'm set for jeans.
No, you're not set for jeans, Cal.
These are fine.
They're not fine. You have a mom bun. Is that what you want?
Why don't we just go to the Gap? You know what? They have a... Okay.
What are you doing?
Cal. Be better than the Gap. Be better than the Gap. Say it.
I'm better than the Gap.
Come on.
God. Stop slapping me. Really.
Okay. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to slap me in the face.
What are you doing later?
I don't know.
I do.
Do you?
I know exactly.
Oh. Seriously? Seriously? You asked her out like that?
Yeah.
And that worked?
Yeah.
Well, kind of stupid, but...
Wow. Look at you.
I feel like I'm going skiing.
Did you sleep with him?
Jesus, God!
Yeah, probably.
What? You would? What? What are you even saying?
You see what just happened, Cal? As soon as you opened your mouth, Tiffany started doubting whether she wanted to sleep with you or not.
That's probably the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, this is... Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband, and probably as a lover.
You're right, that's meaner.
So, let's talk about how many women you've been with.
Sexually?
Yeah, no. I mean breakdance fighting.
One.
No, not at one time. Not how many in total? Don't say.
We met in high school, okay?
Oh, boy. You're kidding me. One woman? That's great.
Emily is beautiful.
Yes.
She was gorgeous. She was one of those women that could be wildly sexy and unbelievably cute all at the same time.
Oh, boy.
You're a little blip. Senior year, but...
Literally stop listening to Emily. I think we should start approaching women tonight. Are you ready to go?
I miss my wife.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm Jacob. What's your name?
Amy Johnson.
Amy Johnson? I'm Jacob Palmer. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm Cal.
No, not yet. Sorry. Amy, can I buy you a drink?
Uh-huh.
Would you keep her company for a minute?
Of course.
Okay.
I'd be happy to.
If he gets handsy, let me know.
I wouldn't touch you. My life depended on it.
What's your name?
Cal Weaver.
Cal Weaver.
No relation to Dennis Weaver. McLeod. McLeod was a show in the 70s that...
You're not talking about McLeod again, are you? Here we go, huh? To all of our fallen homies.
Well, I'm the fourth of five sisters.
No, that's boring. Not for your sisters, but for my purposes, it's not going to work.
Okay.
I have this friend... And he thinks that you're way too pretty to be interesting, and that's hogwash.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get out of here?
Sure.
Giddy up.
Am I boring you? I'm totally boring. I'm just like...
How are you doing this, like, mildly sexy, but unbelievably cute thing that you're doing? It's weird. You want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Molly, who's six at the time, can't find Mr. Bobo. I'm looking all over. It's in the kitchen. Mr. Bubba was in the kitchen the whole time.
Want to get out of here? Have a good night. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Absolutely.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Have a second.
Oh, hey, David, no. Because I'm swamped.
You've been avoiding me.
No, I haven't.
You ran in the other direction when you saw me coming down the hall yesterday. You're very fast, by the way.
I ran track in high school.
That must be it. Listen, I'm sorry about you and Cal.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I like you, Emily. Do you have any idea how much I like you?
Hey, David, you know, I really have a lot to do.
I had no intention of falling for a married woman, but we're having lunch, and I'm on this accountant who's waking up every morning excited to go to work, and that just does not happen for accountants, ever. I check with other accountants.
David, you know what? You've been a great friend, and you noticed last month when I got my hair trimmed, and that was huge. But look, trust me, you know, I am saving you from disaster because you're asking to pre-board the Titanic. Do you really want any part of this?
Do I really want any part of this?
Emily, your report's ready.
Okay.
Okay, people, here it is. The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. A romance set in Salem in the 1600s. It is about sin. The Scarlet A to punish her adulterous behavior. Dimmesdale's A is inflicted upon himself in the form of a Mr. Weaver. Mr. Weaver, are we interrupting?
You want to talk about the Scarlet Letter, Miss Tafferty? Well, the A they're both wearing, I think it stands for asshole. Want to know why? Because they fell in love, and love is for stupid assholes. And this book is just about a bunch of assholes who fell in love like assholes, then had to die like assholes. Sorry about all the assholes.
You know what else might work? A swear jar. You know, a quarter per curse word.
Yeah, we'll definitely try that.
All right, good help. Take care.
Thanks. Seriously?
Sorry.
Hey, I have to go back to the office. You're going to have to wait for me there.
Fine.
You're still making kids read the Scarlet Letter, huh?
Yep.
I think somebody would have written something better by now. I guess I should take that down, huh?
I guess.
How is he? You know? I mean, I... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Forget it. Just ignore me. Forget
He's
I
He's going
ever...
out a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Like a lot, or just like a little...
A lot.
Well, that's good. That's really good. I'm gonna get takeout tonight, honey?
I mean, he's sad. I can tell that he's sad, even though he looks better. I can still tell that he's not happy, you know?
Yeah, well, you know. I guess I'm pretty sad, too.
You know, I heard you crying in your bedroom the other night. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, Robbie, baby, you're 13. You're not supposed to know what to do.
I tried Googling it.
You did not.
Yep, I did.
What did you Google?
I searched mom crying in bed.
What did Google say?
Just a bunch of weird videos of moms in bed.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. That's enough. No more. Ah, do those parental controls work at all?
They work for me.
Because you're a disgusting teenager. That's why.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Bill wants to see you before you take off.
Oh, David, this is my son, Robbie. Robbie, this is David. We work together.
How you doing, buddy?
You all right to wait a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, David.
So, Robbie, I hear you're quite the soccer player.
So, David, I hear you broke up my parents' marriage. You are David Lindhagen, right?
Lindhagen.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Lindhagen.
Hagen.
Whatever. In the end, she winds up back with my dad. He's a better guy than you are, in every category, and she still loves him. He's not going to give up on my mom, just like I'm not going to stop sending Jessica text messages that make her feel uncomfortable.
Hey, you ready to go, honey?
Mommy, can we do Chinese for dinner tonight?
Yeah, sure, honey. David, get your stuff. Bye, David.
See ya.
You're not gonna be able to feel your arms in the morning.
I'll be fine. Jesus Christ.
Look, let's face it, Cal. All right? The war between the sexes is over, and we won. Okay? We won the second women started doing pole dancing for exercise. But even though we won, they still deserve our respect. You know, make them feel beautiful, actually listen to their problems, open the door for them.
Could you put on some clothes, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this bothering you?
No, it's not.
Cal, my chiffon is in your face for 20 minutes. If it's not bothering you, we got a bigger problem.
Okay, it bothers me.
I don't care. You got to take control of your manhood, pal. You know, you want something, you take it. You don't like something, you say it. I take what I want. David Lindhagen, he certainly took what he wanted, didn't he? And I can guarantee you this. He is opening the car door for your wife right now. What are you, passing out? Oh, boy.
I think you're ready, pal.
For what?
To talk to a pretty lady and take her home and show her your gift.
No. No, I'm not.
You're as ready as you're ever going to be. You play your strengths, pal. That's all any of us can do. I'm mysterious. I'm, you know, good in bed. And you are a, you know, stable, an employed adult.
Jesus.
You see this lady over here at 9 o'clock?
Oh. You want me to hit on her?
No, I want to hit on her. The one behind her.
Oh.
She's a total fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think she came to a crowded bar to have a quiet drink alone? She's hunting. She's just looking for an opportunity to settle for a responsible and stable adult. And I'd like her to settle for you.
Oh, well, thank you for the ego boost. But you know what? Just because I've watched you pick up women doesn't mean that I know how to pick up women.
You ever see Karate Kid?
What does that have to do with anything?
You know when he's teaching them to wax on and off, but he's really teaching them to fight?
You want me to fight someone?
What's the first thing I do when I go up to a girl? I buy her a drink.
Yes, always. Without fail, you buy her a drink, even if she doesn't want one, you insist.
And do I talk about myself?
Never. Never talk about yourself, always about her.
Because bar banter
is boring.
It's the worst.
So you put the impetus on her. She has to be the interesting one. Impress me. Impress me with how interesting you are. It's a big game. Game. Creepy, creepy little game.
Oh, that's judgmental, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the night, what do? Do I ask them to come home with me?
No, you tell them to come home with you. They have no choice in the matter. It is your choice, and they are so overjoyed to have had the opportunity to make sweet, sweet love to you. Oh, my God. You did. You Miyagi'd me.
Huh. Take your ring off. Let's go. Just no talking about your kids, your job. David Lindhagen, don't you dare.
Shut up. Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Kate.
Hey, Kate, do you mind if I introduce you to
I'm Cal. I got this.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you. And this is my friend Jacob.
Hi.
He's just leaving.
Oh. So that's one way to treat people.
So can I buy you a drink, Kate?
Oh, no, thank you.
I'm going to buy you a drink anyway. Grey Goose, right? Rocks, two limes.
I'm 5 years sober. What can I get for you?
Nothing. Go away. We're good. Please don't come back ever.
So what do you do, Cal?
I don't know. What do you do, Kate?
I asked you first.
I asked you second.
Oh, seriously, what do you do?
Seriously, what do you do?
Are you really not going to tell me what you do? Okay, I'm a teacher.
Boring! Come on! You gotta keep it interesting. Interest me.
I studied at Oxford University.
Boring!
For 5 years.
Wow. Teacher with an alcohol dependency who studied at Oxford. Blah, 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 blah. England. Yuck.
You know, I think my friends just got here.
I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? I'm in corporate insurance.
Oh, God.
I have children, plural. And my wife was cheating on me with David Lindhagen, which I wasn't supposed to tell you about either, but I did. Nice to meet you.
What were you supposed to tell me?
I don't know. I was supposed to say that you are the perfect combination of sexy and cute, which is actually something that I used to say to my wife. But now it's become corrupted, and I have 18 layers of clothes on. I'm wearing a shirt and a tie and a sweater and a suede jacket that just seals in all the heat, seals in all the juices. It's all sweat under here. This is just sweat from here down. I'm with this sweater. This is called Slim Cut. But it feels like a scuba suit, and I'm looking at your breast. What's that about?
You think I'm the perfect combination of sexy and cute?
That's what you picked up from what I just said? So this is my crappy apartment. Dumpy. That I had to move into after my wife left.
You're being so honest.
You like that?
The difference is so hot.
Okay. Can I hear something else? It's really hot. Uh-huh. I've only had sex with one woman in my entire life.
Honest or not honest?
That's honest.
More! Tell me more!
I'm a little worried you have AIDS.
Just a little. Just a little bit. It's okay. I'm not worried.
Oh my God, this is so much fun!
What do you want to do with me?
I want to show you off to my ex-wife, make her really jealous.
You can call me.
Really? Beautiful.
Shipped from my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
cougar.
I
see that. Love it.
Oh my God.
Experienced that before in my life.
It's pretty great.
Are most women like that these days?
God bless technology.
God bless it.
Dude, I met this girl the other night. She was like heckling me the whole time we were. I felt like I was, you know, doing it with the two old guys from the Muppet Show.
She was Dadler and Waldo.
I was like into it, you know? And she was like, look at this frown on your face. What is that? You're so serious. What, it's serious to kiss me? It's supposed to be fun. Oh my God, it's gonna be hard work.
You're
Why don't
terrible.
You just stop?
Hot guy from the bar who hit on him is here.
Liz, I'm studying.
You should be studying the ceiling of this bedroom is what you should be studying.
I am eating a caramel apple.
In what world, honey? Fine. Please turn around. No. Come on. Take a break. It'll be good for you to get out. And by get out, I mean have hot guy from the bar knock you into his headboard until you see God.
What is wrong with you?
You should be studying the gentle curve of this car.
Okay, goodbye, Liz.
Is that too much? Hello?
Gave him the cologne like you told me to, and I don't think we should really just dance on his grave.
Okay. I just thought you'd want to know what I heard about your old pal Cal.
What about Mr. Weaver, Mom?
Just apparently Mr. Weaver has become a real ladies' man.
What?
Claire?
She should know. She babysits for him. She's almost an adult. Sorry. Lots of young women in and out of his apartment.
Claire, she's too young for this. I don't like this SEX talk in front of the KIDS.
Sweetheart, first of all, they can spell. Second of all, I'm just saying, I think we were right in choosing Emily.
Following me.
Madison, I just had a question for you.
Okay, Jessica, what's up?
It's kind of on the personal side.
Yeah, my lips are...
Seals. My lips are seals. Okay, so my question, and I don't mean to be blunt or insulting, but let's just call it what it is. You're always sleeping with older guys, right?
Always.
So my question for you, Madison, is, how do you do that? I mean, like, how do you get to see, as not just a kid in high school, you know, but, like, as someone that's mature and it's cool?
First off, I have a huge rack.
Yes, you do.
You don't have a huge rack.
No.
Wait, how old is he?
Old.
Like, really old?
Like, parent old?
Nasty Jessica.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
Oh, God. Rock on.
Thank you.
You are so dirty.
I know. Oh, okay. You gotta force his hand. You know what I mean? Go TMZ on his ass. I'm not following. A dirty picture.
Oh.
Make this face. Jeez, Madison.
Stop. What? You put that on his radar and he won't see you as a little girl anymore. That's for sure.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we don't know.
Behold, Jessica Riley, you are my soulmate, the love of my life. I have marked myself with a scarlet J. For you, Jessica.
Robbie, get down from there.
Daniel Hawthorne.
Robbie Weaver, I am your babysitter.
I am trying to get down.
Oh, my God.
What the hell are you thinking?
You like the scaffold? It took me like 4 weeks to make it. It has wheels.
This has got to stop, Robbie.
You'll learn to love me, I promise.
No, I won't. Just because I'm 4 years younger than you.
Because I love somebody else.
Who is he?
He's older. And I didn't want my parents to find out.
You know I'll kill him if he hurts you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Robbie, this has to stop. Okay? No more. Grow up. I'll see you around.
See your mom tomorrow at my parent teacher thing.
Yeah, no biggie. What's all the moping?
Nothing. It's just. There's a girl.
Girl, huh? Mm-hmm. You like her?
I like Pringles. I mean, this girl. She's incredible. She's my soulmate, you know? She doesn't even care.
But she's your soulmate, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just don't give up on her, right?
Why not? You did.
I didn't give up. Okay, it's more complicated than that. I'm a different guy now.
You're not a different guy. You just have different clothes.
It's not that simple, kiddo.
What kind of crap is that?
Watch it.
Either you love her or you don't, and I know you do. I'm serious, Dad. I just need some inspiration right now. Right? Go get her back.
Wow. How old are you? It turns out I've been buying the wrong size suit for like 20 years. So.
Oh, well, whatever. You look great.
Thanks. You always look great.
No, thanks.
So I spoke to Nana yesterday.
Oh, yeah, me too. How'd she sound to you?
Like Nana. She worries about us. What teacher is this?
Ms. Tafferty. She's the one he pulled the scarlet letter asshole routine on.
Mm-hmm. God, such a weird kid.
I kind of like him, though.
Yeah, me too. Glad we switched babies at the hospital.
Me too. That other one's in jail, probably.
So how's it going with David?
Oh, you know, it didn't mean anything. I mean, you know, if
no, I know.
You seeing anybody?
Me?
Oh, you know, well, you hear things, you know, so.
No, not really. You know me. Yeah, well. No. I miss you, Em. I made an effort when we were younger, didn't I? I mean, miniature golf and dancing. You were such a great dancer.
To be, you're such a good miniature golfer.
I don't know. I guess I got lazy. I got boring, is what I got.
No.
And I'm so mad at you. I'm really mad at you for what you did. But I'm mad at myself too. Because I should not have jumped out of that car. I should have fought. Because you fight for your soulmates. At least that's what my 13-year-old son tells me.
He's a really strange kid.
He scares the shit out of me.
I miss you, too.
Mr. and Mrs. Weaver?
No way in hell!
Cal, what are you doing here?
Oh, you two know each other?
Yes, yeah, right. We've met before, yes?
We have met before? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. So, I'd like to introduce you to my wife, Emily.
Hi, I'm Robbie's mom.
This is your wife again. How convenient.
So shall we enter?
Okay.
Why don't we?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm sorry. I'm playing catch up.
How do you two know each other exactly?
Maybe your husband should tell you.
I think we met at last year's parent-teacher conference, wasn't it?
Did I miss it? Did I miss the parent-teacher conference thing last year?
I don't remember. Why don't we focus on Robbie?
Yes. Yes, let's do that. Let's focus on Robbie. As you know, Robbie's shining moment this year was when he set a school record for cursing in an eighth grade English class. Asshole. Familiar with this word, Mrs. Weaver.
Yes, I am. And I've spoken to Principal.
Asshole. As in someone who tells a woman that he'll call and never does. Asshole. As in someone who uses honesty to get a woman into bed with him but is actually full of shit like the rest of them.
Oh, this is not about Robbie.
Asshole. As in someone who allows a woman to go downtown for 45 minutes because he's nervous.
All right.
You know what? Oh. No. Here's the deal.
He's
an alcoholic. Oh, God. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. God. Oh, my God. Emily, wait.
Leave me alone, Cal.
I'm sober 5 years, asshole!
Okay. Yeah, I did. I slept with our son's eighth grade English teacher.
I know. I cheated, so I have no right to be angry.
That's not the point. Look, when we were first married, you were the only woman that I had ever slept with. And now I have had sex with 9 different women. God!
9?
That
9? Wow! You showed me.
I wasn't trying to show you. I was trying to move on. You've always been the only one.
Tell her she's the perfect combination of sexy and cute, asshole.
He said that to her.
I did.
Yes. Who are you?
You, get over here. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, give it up. Give it up for her.
I'm so proud of you, baby.
I have my doubts, of course.
Now, Hannah, I did tell you that tonight would be a special night if you passed the bar. So, Hannah, I would like to formally ask you, in front of all our friends and colleagues, if you would like to become a permanent lawyer at the firm of Watkins, Goldberg, and Schmidt. Huh?
Yeah.
How about that? To you. What?
What is it?
I thought that you were going to propose. For some reason.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm just... I'm a little thrown.
I'm sorry? I didn't realize that you thought that we were there.
Oh, no. God, no. Don't be silly.
I need some time, I think, to figure out how I feel about us. You know? Long term.
You need some time. You need some time to figure out how you feel about us, okay?
Honey?
Wow.
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 This is actually really funny. I'm just next level. Is this yours?
Yes.
Is this yours?
Oh. Honey.
Is this gin?
Yes.
Ah, there's like no water in that.
Yeah.
Great.
Aye, gin. Wow. You know what? Thank you, Richard. Honestly, thank you very much for your job offer. I will consider it.
Hannah, banana.
Woo!
Banana. Hannah.
Thank you.
remember me? Still find me attractive?
Yes.
Still want to take me home?
Yeah.
Good choice, yeah.
Good song. Mm-hmm. You never hear this song.
Mm-mm.
Love this song. Cheers.
That's my drink. It's not my favorite. Thank you. So is this how it normally works?
What?
You know, you like put on a perfect song, you make them a drink. And then you sleep together.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous.
I'm getting that.
Okay. Because I know I seemed confident back at the bar, but that was mostly just because I was cold and wet and trying to be dramatic a little bit.
You're adorable.
No. I am sexy. I am R-rated sexy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know what happens in the PG-13 version of Tonight, all right? I know. It's that I get really drunk. And then I pass out, and you cover me with a blanket, and you kiss me on the cheek, and nothing happens. But that's not why I'm here. I am here to bang the hot guy that hit on me at the bar.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Are people still saying bang?
Oh, I do. We are gonna bang. Hmm? This is happening. Take off your shirt.
Why?
Please, will you take off your shirt? Because I can't stop thinking. And I need you to just...
Okay.
Fuck! Seriously? It's like you're photoshopped. Can I?
You have cold hands. Now you take off your dress.
No.
Yes.
No way, not with all that going on. No, thank you. Is there dim lighting somewhere? Oh, God. Okay, so then what do? What happens now? Like, logistically. What's your move?
What do you mean, what's my move?
What's your move? Like, what's your big move?
I got lots of moves.
What's your big move?
I'm not telling you my big move.
Tell me your move.
You're not ready for the big move.
Yes, I am. I want your big
move. You can't handle the big move, trust me.
Tell me a big move.
I work dirty dancing into the conversation.
Dirty dancing?
Can I sit down, please?
Yeah.
Can I put back on my shirt?
No. Why Dirty Dancing? What do? We watch it?
You know the big move at the end of Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze picks up Jennifer Grey?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
So I tell girls I can do the move. I put on the song, Time of Your Life. I do the big move. And they always want to have sex with me.
Oh, my God. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I agree. But it works every time.
That would not work on me. Oh, God, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do it. This is beyond ridiculous.
Run and jump.
No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Come on.
Thank God I'm drunk. Here we go. We'll be right back.
So do you prefer to do it here or in the bedroom?
The bedroom is preferred. Mm-hmm.
Let's go there.
Pillows from Brookshell?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always wanted to buy this kind of...
Oh, God, the bar buys these, of course.
Jacob?
Mm-hmm, Jacob. Sorry for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Continue. One of those ridiculous, those massage chairs, do you? You do?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I don't. Who would have that? I would have that.
How much was it?
$5,000. Ask me how many times I've used it.
How many times have you used it?
Twice.
That's $2,500 massage.
Twice.
Where is it?
It's in the garage.
Can I sit in the massage chair? I hate it.
The Home Shopping Network?
Yeah,
but I buy. I'm just the worst.
Do you have a slap job?
Yes.
Do you have the knife that cuts through the penny?
Yes.
What else do you have?
Coin bears.
Coin bears?
Yeah.
You don't have coin bears.
I have a whole set of coin bears from each state.
You have 50 coin bears?
Yeah, they all have a rare coin in their foot.
You stay up nights.
I'm wildly unhappy. I'm trying to buy it, and it's not working.
Were you smart in school?
A little bossy, yeah. But I won a spelling bee, and my dad cried at the spelling bee.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yes.
What word did you win on?
It was so stupid. Curling up with a rich cup of coffee. What, do you think coffee and sleep don't mix? Well, they do if it's high point. It's decaffeinated. And the flavor is marvelous. Do you have that mold?
I have calf pants. I have pants just for my calves. Calf pants.
Oh my God.
Could you do me a favor?
What?
Will you do me a kindness?
Mm.
Will you ask me something personal about myself?
Mm. Okay, fine. I'll do it. And then we bang.
Yes.
What's your mother like?
My mom. It's very beautiful. Very vain, very smart, cold.
And your dad?
He died a long time ago. He was such a sweet guy. He's probably too sweet. Very successful in business. He had made a lot of money, which is why I have all this stuff. But he was soft. Just too soft, too sensitive. And, couldn't really handle my mother and didn't really make an effort.
Thank you.
Where are you? Remember the first woman I picked up, that teacher? Well, I have a story to tell you.
Hey, it's been a week. I haven't heard from you. Should I be concerned?
I am imagining you suffocating under a pile of women.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's me again. Left like 100 messages. Listen, if this is a Miyagi thing, I'm not getting it, so... Call me back, please. Thanks.
St. Louis?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you know, I always dreamt of playing shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals, actually, but I couldn't really hit a curveball, so I did the next best thing.
Yeah, you became an accountant.
Right, exactly. I mean, the money's not as good, but there's less travel, so.
Mm-hmm. I was going to be a ballerina.
Really? So tell me, what is it with women ballerinas?
I just pictured myself in the ballet. You know, I mean, it's not like I had a lot of training or anything, you know. I mean, I actually never really had a lesson, and haven't seen a ballet.
You've never been to the ballet?
Mm-mm.
Wow. I would love to take you to the ballet.
You'd love to go to the ballet?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'd love to take you to the ballet. I would just drop you off, and then later on I'd pick you up and we could go to a ball game or something.
Oh, well, I get it.
I had a lot of fun tonight.
Hey, you like sushi? Because I know this really great little sushi
place. I
don't
eat sushi.
That we're never going to go to because I hate sushi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jess. This is my work friend, David. David is an accountant. David, this is Jessica, my babysitter. So, you know, everything looks great. Spreadsheets. See you at work.
Yeah, see you at work.
So, how was dinner?
Oh, you know, it was just for work.
Yeah. It's a really pretty dress.
Thank you. What do I owe you?
Do you know that your kids are the only ones that I babysit for that want to stay awake so that they can see their dad when he gets home? Yeah, I mean, they fight with everything they have to keep their eyes open. And don't get me wrong, your kids are really excited to see you when you get home too, Miss Weaver, but not a lot want to stay up for dad.
Honey, what are you trying to say?
Shit, crazy.
Jessica, what?
I don't want your slutty money.
Sweetheart, what's the problem? What's wrong? Slutty money?
She's just a little something that they've never
fire.
Will you have to eat your dessert before the world is?
Hello.
Hi, Cal.
Hi.
So I'm just calling, because I'm in the basement and I'm trying to get the water heater working, because the pilot light's out and I don't know how to relight it. So I'm sorry to bother you.
No, it's fine. That's fine. Call me. I'm glad you called about this. I'll just walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so there's a gray door. You see the gray door?
Yeah.
Okay, just slide that down.
Okay.
There's a red button. The word push on it. I wrote the word push on it. So you push it and you turn it to the right.
I got it.
And then just put the match in.
Oh, there it goes.
Just have to slide the gray door down again. You're good to go.
Oh. Well, thanks, Cal. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you know what? Just call anytime with stuff like that. That's...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sure.
So I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. And, thanks again.
No, that's my pleasure. Don't want you to blow up the house.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we go to McDonald's?
No.
Why not?
Check it out.
The only reason they play them on the radio is because they're catchy.
There you go, sir.
Thanks. Now, nice. Does it come in sheets?
Oh, yeah, it's a 4x8, standard 4x8, your 3/4 in stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is for my wife.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, really? Curtains.
Oh, hey, Cal.
Hey, Bernie.
Hi, Mr. Riley.
Hey, Mr. Riley.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, good. You know what? I'd love to catch up, but I'm doing something to the old house later. Kind of in a rush. Thanks for the cologne.
Do you know if this is Chintz?
Hello?
Cal. Jacob.
Oh, my God, it's alive.
Hey, sorry, I kind of dropped off the grid there, pal.
You left me in my hour of need, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm in a bit of a situation. A pickle, if you will. I got no one else to call. I met a girl.
Oh, really?
I'm spending all this time with her, and she is a game changer.
She's a game changer? No way.
So much so I'm going to meet her mother right now.
A mother and a daughter. That's very Wilt Chamberlain-esque, even for you.
What is the matter with you? I don't know what to do. I need some advice.
You realize you might actually have to answer some personal questions about yourself?
You gotta smile a lot. You've gotta be charming.
Definitely don't be yourself.
That's what you got for me, don't be myself? Great. Thanks for nothing. Do you want to get a beer next week?
You have my number.
And, you know, don't worry about tonight. You'll be fine. Good for you, by the way.
See you, buddy. Huh. You gotta get that fixed. Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
JJ.
Here. I have to blindfold you.
Why?
What's he doing? Just come on.
It's something that I'm gonna have to clean up later because
I don't want to.
Honey, I really can't see.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Two. Right now we're on the ground. One more step.
Three.
Yay. Mom, no more sex. Okay. We're on the ground.
All right.
Mom, relax. It's your husband, not Al-Qaeda.
I am.
Oh, hey, can I take this off now, please?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, what's this? I hear you, giggle puss.
May I have your attention? Many years ago, in the hallway of Woodside Middle School, Cal Weaver saw Emily Boyle for the first time.
Cal, are you seriously going to do this in front of the kids?
Mm-hmm.
If anything goes wrong, we're supposed to take her upstairs and put the TV on loud.
All right. Well, we may as well wait for your daughter.
She's right here.
No. I mean our other daughter.
Hello?
Nana!
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Some game. He won't let me take this dumb blindfold off.
Cal?
Is that him?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Wait, do you guys know each other?
What's going on?
What are you doing here?
Hey, Nana.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Nana.
Hi, cutie. Jacob, it's so nice to meet you. I've heard so many wonderful things about you from Nana.
I'm sorry, what's a Nana?
I'm a Nana. You know, I couldn't say Hannah when I was little. How do you know my dad? She couldn't say her H's at all.
Okay, I'm having trouble understanding what's going on right now.
Dad, this is Jacob, my boyfriend.
No, it's not.
I was bringing him over to meet Mom.
No.
I want to see the boyfriend. Please, can I take this off now?
Cal, what are you doing? What are you doing with the daughter that's grown up?
I was 17. That's why we had to get married so young.
That is something you should have told me.
You never wanted me to talk about my children.
I'm going to go watch TV now.
Yeah, that's fine, honey. Why don't you go do that?
Yeah, can I come?
No.
So you guys, like, really know each other then?
Oh, screw it. This is ridiculous.
Oh, honey, he's really cute.
No, he's not.
I mean, look at you. Are you really a mother? I don't believe it, sister.
All right. Let me get this straight. So you guys are a thing. You guys are a couple, right? You guys are together?
Yeah, yes.
No way. Break up right now.
Daddy?
Please don't call him that. Cal, that's not going to happen.
Then I will mess you up!
Dad?
Cal?
Cal.
Jessica?
Bernie?
Daddy, no!
I let her babysit for you, you son of a bitch!
God, Bernie,
she's
Dad.
Only 17 years old!
Daddy.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, oh, God.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, Bernie! Daddy, no!
My dad is the older guy you've been seeing?
Well, I know
it! No, he doesn't even know about the naked photos!
What?
Jessica!
Made him naked photos? Seriously?
I'm gonna beat you until your brains fall out!
Time out! Hold on!
But I love her.
Jessica's the one you're in love with?
Excuse me, Emily? Left her sweater in my car the other night.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm David Lindhagen.
David Lindhagen. Okay.
Is this a bad time?
Yeah.
Oh! Jacob!
You know how much pain and suffering you caused my friend, you dumb son?
Stay the hell away from my daughter!
No.
You stay away from my daughter! I don't even know you!
Daddy.
Oh, my God. What are you grabbing?
Get out of there!
So.
Okay, wait. Which one of you is Lynn Hagen? And
Ogden.
I'm just going to write domestic disturbance all clear.
Thank you, officer.
Just simmer down, okay? We all have arguments, but if you're going to fight, just do it inside. Keep it in the family, okay?
I'll kill you.
Let's go.
Daddy?
Now.
Daddy?
Now.
This guy is a lowlife. He is a womanizer.
That's ironic.
Hey, excuse me? I know him. I have witnessed him in action. And you are not to see him anymore.
Dad, I'm not going to stop seeing him.
Okay, okay. Well, then we have nothing more to talk about.
You're being
unreasonable. Get the hell out of my house.
This is not your house anymore.
Yeah, well, you made damn sure of that, didn't you, sweetheart?
Bye, Nana.
Bye, cutie.
She's all yours, David.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Go big or go home, right, bud?
Go home, Dad.
Another?
What time is it?
2:30 in the afternoon.
2:30 would have been sufficient, but thank you for the judgmental tone, cocktail servant. I'm sorry. Sorry for being a dick.
Nice sweatsuit.
What do you want?
Can I sit down?
I don't know. Can you?
Are we gonna the adults about this?
Are we going to be attentive that day?
It would mean a lot to me if we could talk.
Are you still seeing my daughter?
Yes.
Then I have nothing to say to you.
Been hanging out here a lot?
Sometimes.
Been missing a lot of work.
I have a lot of vacation days. You know what? You have a lot of nerve.
Do you want to do your shot?
She's probably spinning it, so no, thank you.
Your kids miss you, Cal.
You're hanging out with my kids? That's great. You can teach Robbie how to objectify women. He'll love that.
You know, it's his eighth grade graduation next week. You gonna go to that?
Of course I'm going.
I just didn't know. You haven't really been around, so I don't think he knows either.
I haven't been around for him?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me? Well, you know what? He's not my biggest fan right now. He thinks I stole his soulmate.
He worships you,
okay, Cal. Is the parental advice over? Because if so...
I'm in love with her. I love her. I don't know what I was doing before this. And I don't know what to do about it. It's not something I can really stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love her? You love Hannah?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Tell me how much you love her.
I'm just... Look, Cal, it's not something that I wanted, okay? It's not something I looked at people who were in love, and I thought the way that they were behaving and the things that they were doing and saying, they appeared pathetic, honestly. And I spent all this time with you, and I'm trying to make you more like me, and it turns out I just want to be... I need that drink. You gonna make me do this? Like, I really do this?
I had Hannah when I was 17. I taught her how to ride a bike. I taught her how to drive a car. And I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you that you've changed. I think it's fantastic that you're a better man. But I've seen too much already. I know.
No, I know.
I know too much.
I know.
And it's Hannah. And she's too good for you.
I agree.
I'm never going to give you my approval.
You're a good dad, Cal.
Yep. She spit in that.
Guys, I need you to pay attention. Do not cut the line. I need everyone to stay in your positions, okay? Guys. Check your ties. Make sure everything is nice and neat, ladies. Good afternoon. Welcome, parents, family, and friends. We're so pleased to have you here to celebrate this graduating class. And now to introduce our first student speaker, our very own Kate Tafferty.
She's pretty.
Our first speaker is not only the class salutatorian, but is also one of the most spirited young men I've ever had the pleasure of teaching. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Weaver.
Welcome, class of 2011. Our time as middle schoolers has come to an end. We can't fight it anymore. We're getting old. All my life, I wanted to grow up. I wanted to grow older so people would take me seriously. It all sounded so good to me. Growing up, getting a job, getting married. But it's all a scam. And love, that's the biggest scam of all. I was in love. And I know that makes some of you laugh because I'm only 13, but whatever, I was. And I used to think and really believed that there was one true love for everyone, and if you fought hard enough for that person, your one true love would always work out. It sounded good to me when I was younger, but it just doesn't work that way. There is no such thing as one true
Stop!
Love.
Oh boy.
Excuse me. Well, here's the thing. My son's graduation speech sucks. That's not a joke. In fairness, I didn't know where he was going with that, but I think we can all agree it was headed in a kind of depressing way. My son, not him, my actual son, believes in grand romantic gestures. He believes in the existence of one's soulmate. And it's easy to just look at a 13-year-old and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You are wrong. But I'm not so sure. I met my soulmate when I was 15 years old. We went out for ice cream. After my dad started teasing me about my first date, the way dads do, and I told him, Dad, it's no big deal. I'm going to be going out with a lot of different girls on a lot of different dates. And that is the first time that I ever lied to my father. I met my soulmate when I was 15 years old, and I have loved her every minute of every day since I first bought her that mint chocolate chip cone. I have loved her through the birth of my three perfect children. I have loved her even when I've hated her. Only married couples will understand that one. And I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sorry, Robbie. I can't give you that. But I can promise you this. I will never stop trying. Because when you find the one, you never give up. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I still love you, Jessica.
And I love you, Emily.
I loved you ever since you first changed my sister's diaper. I loved you even when you came into my bedroom unannounced and I was under the covers doing...
Stop him.
No.
I'm still not ashamed of it.
Okay, we're good. We're good. She is a perfect girl. Okay. So I bought a firearm from a shady internet site, and I am prepared to shoot you in the face with it. Come here. Take care of her.
This is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be fun.
I'm gonna go talk to my friends.
Yeah, go hang with the other high schoolers. Go ahead. See if I care. I don't care.
I'm really glad you came.
So am I.
You're a really good babysitter, Jessica. Sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
I thought you weren't giving up.
I'm not. I just figure you like my dad. And in a few years, I'll look like him. I'll come for you then.
That's not a bad plan. But, well, until then, just a little graduation gift to get you through high school. Thanks.
So, can you find?
Take care, Robbie.
Pretty happy?
Yeah. God, I hate that haircut.
I know. It's like a sheepdog.
It's been a really hard year.
How so? Yeah, there were a couple little bumps, I guess.
Oh,
I
know. I guess I just, you know, really what I want to say is that I'm so glad you bought me that ice cream.
Me too.
Spread into the party and the club. There's nothing.
tenuous at best was all he had to say when pressed about the rest of it, the world that is. From Proto-Sanskrit Minoans to Proto-Centric Lisboans, Greek Cypriots and Abbasites who hang around the ports a lot, uh-huh. But here's the thing, start getting weird watching this man who scratched the beards, uh-huh. To the mice, the sharpened axes, brush up all the Uralic syntaxes. Love of hate, axes and axes, love of hate, axes and axes, oh, oh. First it wanes and then it waxes. So procreate and pay your taxes. Tenuousness less, seven cones to three. Them you was plus eleven. Thank the heavens for their elasticity. And as for those who live and die for astronomy. Coprophagia was written, no when to stand, no when to sit. Can't stand to stand, can't stand to sit. And who would want to know this? Click, click, click. Well, who wants to look upon this? Oh, who wants to look upon this? Pray tell, who wants to look upon this? Oh, who wants to look upon this? Pray. Seven comes to three. Then you us plus 11 comes to shy infinity. And that's for those who live and die for numerology.